97.5, The Fanatic.
And a guy that I know very well, and you know, Joe Torti, and has some stories about Kobe Bryant, their friendship, and through high school and through the years in the NBA as well. Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline from Hoops Magazine, a friend to our program, a friend overall, and a friend to Kobe Bryant, Anthony Gilbert. AG, thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. No problem. How's everybody doing?
Hanging in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So yesterday, we actually, you and I had a chance to speak via text briefly, but when you first heard the news, where were you? Your feelings, of course.
Just disbelief. You know, I thought somebody was trying to play a joke on me. But then my phone, it was just going berserk all day. So I had to actually get to a point where I had to turn my phone off, because I was getting so many phone calls and text messages. So, you know, I just took the time to really understand what was happening. And then I went from there to verify that information. And I just, you know, shut it down. Just shut it down. It's like, man, I can't believe it. And, you know, like you guys were saying, it's just, it's difficult to lose a person of that magnitude, and then also to know that, you know, his young daughter, you know, and others were a part of that, a terrible accident. So it just hits really hard, and, it is difficult to comprehend.
And can you share with the people just the relationship, where it started, and, you know, how everything got underway with you and Kobe?
Sure, absolutely. So I met Kobe in 1994. His sister was at Temple University, and she was on the women's volleyball team. And I was actually, I just got my start in, you know, sports through that team. I had somebody that said, hey, if you want to work, we could use some help with the women's volleyball team. And I'm a big sports fan, and I'm like, yeah, sure. And Sharia Bryant was like the star volleyball player. She was the captain of the team, and she was a middle blocker. And I remember Sports Illustrated had her as one of the faces in the crowd, and like, she was a big deal. And I remember she was telling me about her brother, and I was like, I never heard of him. But yeah, well, he's pretty good at basketball. And I was like, well, he can't beat me. And she's like, okay, you said it. And then the next game, he's there. And he's like, hey, man, I heard you said you could beat me. And he's about maybe 6'3". And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. No, I never said any of that, you know, backtracking and, you know, I laughed off. But he was serious. He grabbed the volleyball. And he said, hey, we could play right now. We were right in McGonagall Hall at Temple University. And from there, you know, a friendship began, just because he was just so competitive and just so ready and eager to prove himself. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute, let's rethink things. But never once did I think he would jump straight to the NBA 2 years from there. And then once he did, I mean, I was a kid. I didn't think he'd become this global icon and five-time champion and Hall of Famer. You know, because you're on the ground floor, you don't see that bigger picture. But once it started to come into fruition and form, it was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I just remember he used to tell me, like, hey, I just want to do everything and accomplish everything at a young age. You know, so he got married and, you know, at a young age, and he won his first championship at a young age, and, you know, won that three-peat at a young age, and he just really wanted it all. He had a competition with Rip Hamilton.
Yep.
And, you know, they go way back to AAU and battling against each other in high school. And I remember when Rip called him and was like, hey, like, I won the first, like, championship. National championship.
Yeah.
you know, because UConn won in 99, and Kobe was hot. He was like, I got to get it, you know. And even after he came home after the Utah game with the air balls, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's the summer. You play for the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, we're going to go hang out on South Street. You know, he had a Toyota.
The Land Cruiser. Yes, yeah. Sir.
And I was like, man, let's go hang out. Let's go post up on South Street. And he's like, we go to the gym. And you know where the gym was, the JC on yes.
Oh, City Line Avenue.
Everford Avenue, yeah. So he would go in there, like, and he would say, hey, tell me I shot all those air balls. And hey, talk trash to me. And, you know, he'd be pulling up from, like, almost half court. You know, nothing but net. But that's just who he wanted to excel. He wanted to get to the top of his field.
Yeah.
And, it was just crazy that I, you know, he included me, and he's always given me access and interviews, and you know, he's definitely going to be missed.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, and I was telling the story earlier, Anthony Gilbert from Hoops Magazine joined us on the Comcast Business Hotline. The last time that I had my interaction with him was with you when it wasn't the last game, but I think it was the game before that where he was talking to everyone, and Mike Misnelli had him on the side briefly after his scrum, and after that he went and took his shower, I think it was, and then he gave you and I some time for a while. We just sat there and we just talked in the Vision locker room.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, because, and you know, just me bringing up stuff from when he was in my neighborhood all the time and how surprised he remembered, not surprised that he remembered it, but the fact that, you know, I was there, he was there, and it was like, man, you know, all that cool stuff. And it was, you know, just happened the opportunity to be around him in that way and seeing him from very early on in the side of St. Joseph's Gym when he was 16. I'm 17, and never did I imagine that he would turn out to be the guy that he, as you said, the global icon, the basketball icon that he has become.
Absolutely, man. And I try to, over the years, I've tried to let people know, you know, he's an amazing competitor. He's a fantastic athlete, but he's an even better person. Kobe loved to joke around, play around, love to laugh. And, you know, he wasn't as serious as people think he was. You know, when it came to basketball, he was all business. But outside of that, you know, super easygoing, fun-loving, and always, you know, cracking jokes. You know, I remember speaking to some of the guys after they came home in 08 with the Redeem Team. And Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James was like, yo, he's funny, man. And I was like, I told you. They're like, yo, no, Kobe, you know, we looked at him like he's Kobe Bryant. And they're like, but he's in there cracking jokes. But when it was time to go to work, he was ready to go to work. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's how he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
You know?
Well, listen, man, we appreciate you taking some time in this tough time, of course.
Absolutely.
And remembering your friendship and, you know, everything, and condolences to the family. I'm sure that you maybe haven't spoken to them because it's such a tough time for them and so many people coming at them. But thoughts and prayers are with them, and we appreciate you sharing some time with us tonight, man.
Hey, no doubt, guys. Thanks for the opportunity, and, you know, keep up the great work.
Thank you. Likewise, Anthony.
Appreciate it. Anthony Gilbert from Hoops Magazine. Join us on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.